Hawaii, this is Brittany with 911.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got an officer trying to find your house. He said he found a 959, but not a 957.
Well, I didn't see him, 957. I don't live right on Wilkerson Road.
Okay.
I live up a little dirt road.
Okay, is it like a private driveway or something?
Yes, ma'am. It's got a sign there. It says Huckleberry Ridge.
Okay.
And if you turn at Wilkerson Road Baptist Church to the right, it's approximately a mile.
1 mile from the church?
Yeah, you'll come to the end of a big long chain link fence.
Uh-huh.
You'll be going up a hill, and just as you go over the hill, there's a little dirt road that turns to the left.
Okay, and the dirt road to the left should have the Huckleberry Ridge on it?
Yes, ma'am, and my driveway is the second driveway to the left.
Okay. Do you live in a house or a trailer?
I live in a house. The porch light will be on.
Okay, I'll let
I'm waiting on them.
Okay. Mr. Corley, just to let you know, we did give the lookout, and we do have an officer following your son.
Yeah.
They've not pulled him over at this time. I did talk with your son, and he said something to me about he thinks the CIA is trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Because there's $900 missing from his account, and he doesn't know why it's gone. And I tried to get him to tell me where he was so we could have an officer make a report for him, just so we could get a location on him.
Yeah, well, he was asking me if I was a CIA agent this morning.
Oh.
He asked his mama if she was.
Mr. Corley, are you sure he's not doing any drugs, no meth?
I would just about guarantee you 100%.
Okay.
He has never done any kind of drugs.
And is this the first time he's ever done this, ever
no,
acted
ma'am.
Like this?
No, ma'am. He had one other episode.
And do you know what that is?
He's not a law officer, but he works for the National Park Service. So he's a federal law officer in a way.
Okay, but he's not certified. He just is.
He has
like
a permit to carry.
I see. Okay. What do you know? What kind of guns he has with him? Are they?
I know he has a 357 Magnum long barrel.
Okay.
I don't know. Now, he had a rifle. I don't know. He put it back in the safe. And I never did see him get it back out, but I'm not going to say that he didn't.
Okay.
But
right.
It was like a SK or something like that.
Okay. That's definitely not a hunting rifle, right?
No, it's definitely not a hunting rifle. He's target practice all his life. He's always owned guns and everything, but when he was over on a Desert Storm,
okay,
he was sitting right next to a guy, and they were eating lunch,
and
a big boulder fell from some off of a cliff or something other and hit right on top of his fin.
I see. Now, this other episode, do you know what brought it on? When he had his previous one, do you know
no,
if it was
ma'am,
something that set him off?
No, ma'am, it's pretty much the same thing. I don't know if both times somebody's been trying to kill him.
Do you know if he's still in the, is he still?
Pardon?
If he's still a National Guard or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So when he got out of Desert
Storm? He's been discharged. He was with the 82nd Airborne Division.
I see.
He's already received his discharge.
Okay.
He's never been in any kind of trouble.
I tried to tell him that, you know, we could help him, you know, with a missing money report, and he just would not tell me where he was.
Yeah.
And he said that, I told him that y'all were concerned, and he said that y'all were over-concerned, and y'all didn't want him to move out, and I said,
well,
that's not what it was.
That's truly been his feelings, and it's like I told him. I told him this morning, well, several times today, if he would just let me take him to the hospital, to the emergency room, and get checked out. I told him, I said, I'll drive you to West Virginia, and you can put me out, and I'll catch a bus back. said, I have no problem with you going, John. I just...
Yeah.
I don't want you going in your condition.
Right.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, he's seeing things, my dad was that way, it's a familiar thing.
Right, okay.
My dad had a nervous breakdown in about 1953 or 54, somewhere right along in there. So it's not something that I hadn't seen before.
Right, okay.
So I'm familiar with it.
It's just something that has set him off, and we just don't know what it is. Possibly to do to him being overseas.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, he talked about that when he got back home from overseas, I tried to get him to let me take him, you know, to get some counseling or something with the VA, but he's at the point where, you know, you can't talk.
Yeah, it's something he's going to have to make up his own mind about.
Mainly, I just don't want him to get hurt, and I don't want nobody else to get hurt in the process.
You understand, you're not out to hurt him. We're out to help him.
That's the main thing.
Okay. But we do have to take our officer's safety into account also, with him being ex-military and having guns.
Yeah.
So I've advised him.
I feel terrible about having to call 911, but I'd
feel
even worse if he hurt somebody.
No, that's right. So I'm going to give the officer that's in your area the directions to your house, and he's going to come on up and talk with you.
Okay.
And I believe that they're going to try to go ahead and stop your son and see what's going on with him.
All right.
Okay?
I know he's going to hate me for this, but...
No, he's not going to hate you.